Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I got to say, man, I really enjoy the Olympics. Now, I'm not saying I'm going out of my way necessarily to watch a ton of this stuff outside of basketball and some track and field when that starts and everything. But it is, when we were coming up, you used to see a lot of this stuff on Wide World of Sports. You know, like on a random Saturday, you might see speed skating or ping pong or swimming or some of these sports. Nowadays, in America, we pretty much just focus on basketball, football, and baseball. And you see that so many of these guys are tremendous athletes in so many of these other sports. Like, I got to give them props. The gymnasts, that's incredible what some of these gymnasts do. I was just watching badminton. I mean, we think of badminton as just something you do at a picnic or something. But these badminton players are like crazy good, like ridiculous. And so it's good to see all and really gain an appreciation for how great these other athletes are, Rob.
Yeah, I've waned on the Olympics of late. Not really interested in this Olympics. you know, I see highlights, obviously the men's basketball highlights and stuff like that, but I'm out on this one. Just doesn't feel right to me.
To have it? You don't think they should be having it?
Nah, just kind of the, some of the stuff that went on, you know, like, what they say, you couldn't protest, you couldn't do any Black Lives Matter, you know, like that. That bothers me, just because that's
I'm just talking about the athletes.
Right? No, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Right?
We just generally don't even see. We don't really see gymnasts today.
I mean, you can seek it out,
but you know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. On Saturday, we used to watch ABC Wide World Sports, and on NBC, their show was. You remember Chris Grandstand?
Yep.
With Grandstand, Brian Gumbel started on Grandstand, and who was the other guy? Lee somebody was the main host, and then Brian Gumbel. But anyway, they would have all those sports, Chris, that you would see that weren't the mainstream or the three or four, you know, professional sports league stuff that you just didn't get a chance to see. So you're right. We don't see those that much. We don't see enough track and field on quote-unquote mainstream television, unless it's something like that. So I get
diving
it.
Diving and all that. But, yeah, right, when you haven't seen it in a while, it's like – and like you said, I'm not like – I'm really not taking time out of my day or
if you see it, I know what you mean.
It.
Right.
But yeah, it's
right.
just like I got it on while we're doing the show. And it's like, man, these are some great athletes. But speaking of the Olympics, it's not going too well for Team USA in basketball, Rob. And obviously – they shocked everyone by losing to Nigeria and then to Australia in exhibition games.
Right. We were told that was leading up, right?
Yeah, once they start playing, once it gets serious, you know.
That's what everybody
said.
Well,
it got serious quick, all right, in game one against France, which you knew would be tough. I mean, but here's the thing. France was ranked 7th in the world. Of course, USA is ranked 1. But...
And
France,
what did USA score? 73 points. What was the final, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. 85. Rob G, get 83-76.
76,
well, remember,
it's
a 40-minute game.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But you're right. That's still not anywhere
near. That's not a lot,
and remember, Rob, the three-point line is closer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't score that much. I was surprised.
Well, there's reports. Joe Varden of The Athletic, and he's one, Rob, you might remember last week or week and a half ago, whatever it was, kind of got into it with Greg Popovich, at the press conference when he said, do you remember when Varden said, usually, you know, we've blown these teams out, and Popovich snapped at him, which was rude and wrong because we do blow these teams out. Now, I get it. We've had close games with the Lithuania, with an Argentina. You know what I mean? Close wins. But for Popovich to act like Varden
the question
was wrong.
Was wrong, or out of the league, or not legit, is not fair.
Not at all. Because he was straight up wrong. You know, he was absolutely wrong. The reporter was right. But anyway, now... there's been talk that Popovich is 11-6 in international.
Not impressive at all. You know that.
Not at all. They were 75-1 under Krzyzewski. We hadn't lost an Olympic game in 25 games.
Right. It was 25-0, right?
25 games, and Popovich loses the first one. He's 6-3 in games that matter internationally. He's doing a bad job. And I'm sorry, Rod. And I'm not. There's other reasons. Does the roster fit? Players aren't playing well. I get all that.
Players had to join in. There's like three or four who joined in after the finals and everything, right? Yep. So,
but Rob, he is not. There's no two ways about it. He's struggling in international play because this is not like he just. Oh, they happen to lose the first game. They've lost three of their last four, if you count exhibitions. And he's 11-6.
Right. Like, even Joe Namath would say that they're struggling, I think, right?
Struggling.
I mean, no,
yes,
it's ugly. It's ugly. And you expect players from the NBA, Chris, in this country to just put on shorts and sneakers and basically be able to beat just about anybody, right? There's a every once in a while, you can lose.
Right, with play. Like they said, oh, France got NBA player. Okay, they got Rudy Gobert, Nick Batum, TLC from the Nets, and Evan Fournier, who killed him on Sunday. But I mean, we got freaking Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, like Draymond Green.
Those players are better than those four guys. Yes. Absolutely. All right.
So don't make it like this. Like those excuses.
Right. Like Tony Parker from his prime played or something. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. It's like, come on, slow down. But now there are reports, Rob, that the players were grumbling as they entered the locker room after the loss Sunday about Popovich's offense, running this San Antonio stuff and all of that. So this is getting this. If look, it's not a good look for the players to be grumbling about that, especially publicly if they know they see reporters are around or whatever, because it comes off, even though they may be right. Like if they really feel that way, then have maybe a team meeting or talk amongst yourselves and then go to Popovich or something. But if it's out publicly, it sounds like an excuse.
Right. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the only way you can take it.
You're defeated and you're looking for excuses.
Right. Now you're going to, let's blame the coach. You're some of the greatest players on the planet. I'm not saying that France with some NBA players shouldn't be a game. You know what I mean, Chris?
Right.
Should it be a game? Yeah, it should be a game. But should the United States win? I think the United States should win on most occasions, unless somebody has some extraordinary performance, which could happen every once in a while. But my God, it just even with the exhibitions and how ugly it was and some of the losses, it really fits that they got beat by France in the first game, right? Because they
didn't
look good. Like, all right, you want to flip the switch? It ain't that easy. They weren't playing well before.
Right. And they've got Iran on Wednesday, which they should be, but hey, Iran's ranked 23rd in the world. Nigeria was ranked 22nd.
I'm taking Iran. Iran plus the 75 points. I think they'll cover. Is that the spread? I'm just trying to figure it out.
I bet you it's not that much. It might be 7.5 points at this point. But yeah, so they got them. Then they got the Czech Republic. So they could actually lose another game and still make it because points scored or
they're not losing to Iran. Okay, I'm gonna go on the record.
But people have said they could lose to the Czech Republic.
Wow.
Because they're 12th. And I mean, I'm just like, none of these things. And here's the other thing, Rob. Our population, you know this, is 331 million. It's a 35-point spread. They're favored by 35 against Iran.
Should I take Iran plus 35?
I wouldn't take it.
Really?
They'll beat them by 20-something.
I'm going to take Iran plus 35. I need to get on the horn.
I would do that.
You would take that.
I would do
Iran
that.
Iran plus 35.
I would do that. I wouldn't take the U.S. by 35. But I think there's other factors. I think that, like, Popovich is trying to run an offense with ball and player movement, which I like. I mean, I think that's the best way to play basketball because a five-man team that's talented is going to beat a team that's just ISO for the most part. Even if that team playing ISO might have more talent. But the players Rob, these players aren't used to playing that way. That's not how most teams play in the NBA anymore. That's not how our greatest players grow up playing, right? If you're great and you're 16, you got the ball in your hands generally, right?
Yep.
And you're not moving without the ball or even guarding teams. Like, that's another thing. We're not used to guarding those types of offenses for the most part anymore. So I think there are a lot of factors going into this. Now, what's interesting, Rob, if you watch you saw what Luka did, Luka Doncic.
Yeah, what do you have?
48 points.
48, right.
And they're playing like it looks like he's in Dallas. Because basically he's doing everything and these dudes are spotting up for threes. He's throwing alley-oops. He's making great passes off pick and rolls and things like that. But I said before the Olympics, I thought just Slovenia, they're a threat, and they crushed Argentina. And so they're playing like kind of an NBA style. But the thing is, everybody will defer to Luka there. You know what I mean? Like, is there right. who's on Team USA? Like, they're not going to just have Dame do his thing like he does in Portland, and then KD and Jason Tatum are just spotting up for shots. You know what I mean? And so we got some issues here, man. And it Popovich's coaching has been one of them, but there's more to it than that, too.
Yeah, it's been disappointing. And just even when I read Twitter and, you know, people just are upset
right.
that it's been a struggle and it's embarrassing. And, you know, I saw somebody tweet, which was pretty funny, said that, you know, I've been a fan of USA basketball since 1776, and I'm officially the guy tweeted, I'm officially, you know, I've been a fan since 1776. I've been a season ticket holder since 1789, and I'm officially like canceling my season tickets.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny, man. That is funny. But it's interesting, too, seeing these guys, like an Evan Fournier who had 28 points. It's interesting seeing these guys that are freaking role players. And he's better than a role player, but you know what I mean? They don't do much at all in the NBA. They're rotation players. And then in the Olympics, they're crushing us. And so Nigeria had a few guys like that. Gabe Vincent, who doesn't even get off the bench in Miami or wherever he's at. And he was killing us in that exhibition. But it's something to watch, man. And I'm it's interesting, and let me say this before we turn it over to the listeners. The world, we say that the world is caught up. The world, Rob, has caught up, right? The whole world. So, I mean, heck, half of the best players in the world, half of the top, like, 10, are international. Jokic, Giannis, Luka, Embiid. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But no individual country has caught us, right?
Right.
That's my thing. We're not playing the world. We're playing individual countries. Slovenia, Rob's got 2 million people. Think about that.
You mean Queens and Brooklyn? Queens has more people than Slovenia?
Brooklyn has, yes, both of them.
Brooklyn has 2.5 and Queens has 2.3, Chris. So both
they
of those
got more people than Slovenia. That's right.
Right.
I didn't. I knew think about Brooklyn's that. Population. Yes.
Yeah. Brooklyn's like 2.5 and Queens is 2.3 in New York.
And they're beating us,
right.
Or looking like they would beat us. We'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Our next guest is a former NFL Executive of the Year and the CEO of MuellerFootball.com, Randy Mueller. Randy, welcome.
One of our favorite people.
What's going on, guys? Hey, Chris, you got a world traveler back in your parts, huh?
I know. I mean, the dude is always taking vacations, so
well, I don't know about all that, Randy. Hey. One thing I will say, which was great, I was in three different ballparks in three different nights. Chicago for the White Sox, then I went to St. Louis for the Cubs and Cardinals, and then I went to Cincinnati for Cardinals Reds. So it was great. It's great.
That's pretty cool.
Randy, we are pleased to announce, and we're going to do it now, that you will be joining us every week during football season leading up. And we're glad to have you as now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. So congratulations on that. And we are tickled pink to be having you on every week.
Or at least light brown.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll have my ankles taped ready to roll, so always get going, guys.
You know.
All right, that's good. All right, so let's get to it. I mean, look, we said it, Executive of the Year in the past.
You didn't think Aaron Rodgers was going anywhere, right?
Yeah, why did it take so long? Because I'm sure they could have made these concessions weeks or months ago. Did Rodgers just want to make them sweat?
Well, probably so. I do think deadlines spur actions. That's a, saying that's been around forever when you're negotiating. But I think there was some of that. I think, frankly, Rodgers enjoyed yanking their chain a little bit.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you.
He looked like he did.
Embarrassed. He did.
Yeah, he got embarrassed, and he kind of threw it back in their face. So, it took a little while. I think they've come to some common ground, and we'll see what the devil in the details. But it sounds like he's going to come in and at least have a last hurrah in Green Bay.
Hey, Randy, as a GM, and Chris and I have talked about this, we both didn't think he was going anywhere. That if you're the GM or you're a coach or you're the – I know they don't have an owner, but the person in charge of the organization, CEO, you don't want that on your record that you traded Aaron Rodgers coming off a MVP season. Is that why those guys just refused to even entertain it?
Well, I think that's probably part of it. I also think they don't think they're ready to play the other kid. That's the underlying.
Right, right. I agree with that.
You're right. But if he's there one more year, and, I mean, let's face it, if he's not the MVP, he's easier to trade a year from now, that's for sure. The part that I didn't really understand leading up to this was there was a lot of speculation that the Packers were going to eliminate the last 2 years on his contract, and that never made any sense to me. These players don't have that kind of leeway in the NFL. It's a little bit different than it is in basketball. And the fact that they were considering, or if the media was considering it being okay for them to let the last 2 years of the deal go, well, that's all the value they have to trade at a later date. If he's a free agent, they're going to bypass two or three first-round picks to have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. That just didn't make sense business-wise. So I think it sounds like the arrangement they have is a little bit of a give and take on both sides.
Right. Well, they're getting rid of 1 year, right, as opposed to two. Yeah. All right, Devontae Adams. The reports are that those negotiations have broken down. Look, we know how great he is, arguably the best receiver in the game. Would you, if you were running the Packers, would you make him at this point the highest paid receiver in the game?
I think you almost have to get him, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be skeptical now because he's got to see the Jordan Love show before he signs up long term. I think the only thing that changes his mind is so much money that he has to say yes to it. I think there are probably more reasons for him to just sign, play under this contract this year, take the franchise tag for 1 year, and then be on his way. So they're going to have to convince him that they're going to be able to effectively throw the ball downfield and do the things that he's done in the past. He's going to have to do it with a different, you know, orchestrator, and that's obviously the question going forward with Green Bay is how good is Jordan Love and when will he be able to jump in there and try to show anybody?
Randy, let's switch over to the Texans and Deshaun Watson and the story today that there are more cases, but two now are criminal. As an executive looking at this, what do you see? Is he going to stay in Houston? Are they going to trade him? Are they just going to wait and see what happens? And do you think he'll be suspended? Obviously, the NFL, this is not a court of law. They have a right, whether there's a conviction or not, to suspend players if they deem it fit. They have that under the collective bargaining. So what do you see happening in Houston?
Well, I see a lot of unknowns. I don't think if I'm another team there's any way I can consider trading for this guy because I don't know what the end result of all these things are going to be. Harken back to 2010 when Ben Roethlisberger had one case brought against him that never was charged. And
right.
The league suspended him six games. And he bargained it down to four, but that was one single case. Do you think really that Deshaun Watson is going to put all this behind him and be able to play this year? I'd be shocked, really, if he plays this year at all. I just think at some point he's going to have to pay the piper, or the league is going to step in and just say, hey, is this good for us? Is this good for the league? Is this good for the Texans? I think from the Texans' standpoint, that's not awful either, because the fact that they would wake up all of a sudden and trade him at a discount is crazy. They're not going to trade this guy. They ought to just sit on it now, wait till all the dust settles. If it's a year from now and this is all behind them, so be it. And then we'll try to figure out if he indeed still doesn't want to be here, we'll be able to maximize what we get in compensation a year from now. So there's just so many unknowns. I just don't see anything happening. I think what he did by coming in is smart. I mean, it's a business decision, right?
Financially, right.
He gets rid of the fines. He gets on the payroll. So if they do suspend him, that's going to be somewhat still in doubt, but at least they've got to come get his money. He showed up for work, so they can't suspend him without pay if he wasn't getting paid to start with. So
right.
I think that was a good move from him. It puts it square in the court of Roger Goodell, in my mind. They've got to decide now what they're going to do.
So do you, if you run into Texans, or do you think the Texans, you know, once training camp starts, will he be your number one quarterback? And are you running, you know, over the next week or two, or however long it takes the league or somebody to step in, would you use him as your number one guy and play as if he's going to be a starter?
I would not. I don't think, Chris, that they're going to allow him to play. So
wow.
I think, and again, that's just my opinion.
You mean the league or the Texans?
Well, I think the league is going to trump the Texans in this case because this is a big deal. I think it's above the pay grade of the Texans. It's the National Football League. So I just think at some point they're going to put him on some reserve list till this stuff either goes away or gets settled. And I think they can hide behind COVID here for two or three days, but at some point I'm almost going to be surprised if they allow him to take the field.
Wow. Wow.
That'll be interesting to see. I hear it. I mean, it does kind of make sense because they don't need – any kind of conviction. They can do whatever they want. Yep.
All right. Randy, we appreciate it. And again, we're looking forward to talking to you every week.
Thanks, guys. Me too.
All right. That's Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
The Trevor Bauer situation in Los Angeles with the Dodgers, of course. Trevor Bauer in this sticky situation where he engaged in some sexual activity with a young lady that it got incredibly violent. Right. Yeah, exactly. It started consensual for sure. And whether or not it stayed that way, I guess that's going to be determined by the courts. But there was a report, Rob, in the LA Times that said, among other things, it said the majority of the Dodgers, the majority of the Trevor Bauer's teammates don't want him back. And obviously, the Dodgers have not cut him. He is just on a leave, and we don't know how long that's going to last.
And Chris, you
but
remember
there have been
that.
Calls for him to, for the Dodgers. Our friend of the show, Bill Plaschke, he wrote a column, Rob, saying the Dodgers should cut him. This was couple weeks ago, too.
And you know who else? Dave Stewart, who pitched for the Dodgers. They had a celebration, Chris, of one of their championship teams. And Dave Stewart didn't show up. We had a story on MLBBro.com about it. In protest of this whole thing. That
really?
He felt, yes. That
just
he felt,
because of Bauer.
Yep, that the Dodgers like aren't doing like what they should in this situation, which is this doesn't fit the Dodgers brand. Do you know what I mean? And that people get it twisted. They really do from this standpoint. Let me say this. You, Chris, once people know stuff that might have been private or your own private life, it changes stuff. Would you agree with that? How they look at you.
Depending on what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I'll give you the perfect example. Not sexual. Donald Sterling. You might have felt like he had something, Chris, but when you heard the tape, didn't it change? Like he couldn't be an owner anymore, right?
Right.
Like he couldn't
be. Right.
And in Trevor Bauer's case, it's not that he can't pitch anymore. Or somebody's not going to take a chance on him, but maybe not in that clubhouse with that guy, with those guys. That now they know something and they have to be able, you know, maybe it doesn't if with your lifestyle or if you're a Christian or you're whatever it is, you know what I mean? And you start to look at this guy and say, who is this guy? Like, I read these details. Do you know what I mean? Like, who right. am I playing with? How is he on our team? Like I, you don't have to totally agree or disagree with what somebody does in their personal life. But once it comes to light, I think it changes things. And I think that's where Trevor Bauer is. And I think that's where his teammates. When I was at the All-Star game in Denver, Chris, same thing. They had nothing to say about him. You know, normally teammates are what? Are going to be like, hey, man, let him have his day in court, whatever. You know, we're pulling for him. We want the guy back on the team. What? Nothing. Zero.
No, I mean, look, it's a disgusting situation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I don't blame the players for, unless they were just going to come out and condemn him and they don't know enough where they're like, you know, but.
But they're not there supporting him, right?
Right. But here's my thing. And let me first start off by saying this. What Trevor Bauer allegedly did is just flat out horrible. All right. And as the father of two daughters, it's just completely out of line, to say the least. All right. So the question, Rob, I'm gonna answer and then throw to you.
Right.
Do I agree with Plaschke that the Dodgers should just cut him? And you know this better than me. If they try to cut him, they're going to face all types of legal ramifications, right?
And you like know the players union, right.
They're this not going to let it happen. And that's, you know, you could look at something like that too and say, well, was this so heinous?
Right, because there are moral clauses in those contracts. Right, exactly.
You know, but my point here, Rob, if I were owning the Dodgers, and again, totally hating the things that allegedly happened.
Right.
I would not cut him right now.
Okay.
Because, number one, if they cut him, they still have to pay him $100 million at least, you know, unless the players union got involved. You know
he's the highest paid player in the league, right?
Right. So you likely still have to pay him $100 million. And I hate to even use this term, but he still is an asset. Now, I would never want him to play for my Dodgers again.
Okay.
Unless, you know, I mean, like you said it earlier, we have to let this thing play out in court.
Sure.
All right. Because as bad as everything was, he's saying it was consensual. And there's tons of evidence that at least a lot of it was, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know if you saw this, right? Like, she, after the first encounter where he choked her till she fell unconscious and, you know, put his fingers down, like did some crazy stuff.
Right. If you read the details, it is just.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Like, but they stayed in touch over the next 3 weeks. And Bauer and his reps claim to have a text from her saying she's never been more turned on in her life.
Okay.
Then she, give me all the pain. Give me all the pain. Rawr. Raw-er.
Like, right. Like a lion
R-A-W-R.
Or something.
R-A-W-R. Well, I don't know if she's saying, trying to roar or she's right, saying, like right. Rawr. It's right. Spelled R-A-W-R. But quickly, I'll say this and then you can
okay,
go.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying I would let this play out and, you know, we'll see what the court would determine. And then whether if he's not guilty or whatever, like I'm trying to trade him. I'm keeping him as an asset and trading him. Like, let's say he's found innocent, it's consensual and all that. Then now I'm gonna trade him and get something for him.
Trade
him
to the Cleveland Indians or something, right?
Right, right. You know, I'm looking at it as a business. Like, I'm gonna get some assets for him. All right?
He might not wear a Dodger uniform, but he still could pick
somewhere
else.
I'm not. There's no reason for me to cut him now. You know, unless the players were just so disgusted, Rob, that they.
Right.
But he's away from the team, right? He never has to be close to the team again.
No.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, let it play out. Trade him later, and then you at least get something for him.
And here's the other part. Chris, everything you lined up was correct. But in the second encounter was so bad, her injuries, she had to go to the hospital. Remember, she didn't call the police. Who called the police?
The hospital.
The doctor, the hospital, right?
I mean, right.
Why do they have to call, Chris? Why do the people at the hospital
have to
call?
It was terrible.
Okay.
But that, she may have gone after, if she had gone after the first time.
No, but
they may
this
have
is,
done the same thing. This
right,
was worse
exactly.
The
you're
second
right.
Time.
This was worse because.
But she's not, yeah. She, because she's not would, pressing charges.
No. She didn't go to the police.
Right.
Right.
She
that's what people got
to
understand.
Needed to be fixed up, I guess. I mean, it's.
Right. She was in
he
such
beat
bad
her up,
shape.
Basically.
Right, right. Yeah. Really bad. And she was unconscious and he still beat her. Anyway, but the point is. Things can go sideways, Chris. You might want it a certain way, but things go sideways. The bottom line is everybody knows about Trevor Bauer now. They know how he gets down. Can I say that? That's what it is now.
Down and now, and dirty, right?
Right, but now I can judge you, Chris, because I know how you get down. And I think that it's public opinion. Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying? It might not all be legal. Maybe she wanted to be involved in this or whatever. But I think that's what they're struggling with. If his own teammates don't want him around, and say, dude, you don't know what you have in that locker room. Who got kids and wives? How can you explain that to them, Chris? I don't have a wife. I don't have the kids. But you would have to explain to your kids
is,
and your family why this is cool. That's the uncomfortable part.
There are lifestyles. Like, there's people in that locker room that disagree with one another's lifestyles, another's beliefs. You know what I'm saying? So you there is a point where you divorce what that person does in his private life, right, from how you may not like it at all.
But one is criminal. Right?
Well, that's the thing, though.
There
is
you
this
go.
Going
right.
to be criminal? That's because
well, they
look,
opened up
I,
criminal
even
investigations.
Even if it's not criminal, it's disgusting.
Right, I get
but
you.
But I might find other things disgusting that guys do that aren't criminal, and that's my I got a job to do, and so
that's why you're working with me despite my lifestyle.
No,
is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, but you like so. Let me ask you this, Rob. I feel you. I mean, I said if I'm the Dodgers, I'm trading him, you know, if I get the chance.
Right.
But do you think, let's say, okay, to follow your school of thought, we all know now that this dude has got some issues, right?
Right.
Like, that many people will find, this is beyond, it's consensual what they did in the, like, because a lot of dudes, like, let's be honest, right? If a woman's asking you to do something like many dudes were like, no, I'm not.
Right. I'm not
beating
doing
you
that.
Darn
right.
near to death. Okay.
Right. Right.
And I'm not the least bit turned on by that. Okay.
Right.
So we know he got some stuff going on. So that being the case, and the Dodgers, okay, they need to distance themselves from him. Do you think, let's say it's found that it was consensual, but yet we still know this dude is bizarre, that he should still be able to play in Major League Baseball and that another team should take a chance on him or what?
Yeah.
Or do
I
you think it's that bad where it's just like his career's over?
No, I think that there's always going to be somebody who's going to give guys a chance, right? Like after some time, Chris. Not next week, but after some time, to say that, you know, he's cleaned up his act, he's remorseful,
so
whatever.
So there'll be something like he's got to go. You think there should be, like, he's got to go to counseling or something.
Right, like or that. Something. Like because now this is there. So I don't think, like, there's no way he'll ever play baseball again. I mean, some people have done really bad stuff because we talk about it in the NFL all the time. Vehicular homicide, right?
Right.
Rape, drug use. I mean, you want to go through
violence.
Domestic violence. We saw the Adrian Peterson thing with his child, Chris, right? He came back to play and was productive. So I don't think people can't come back. I just don't think the Dodgers and what they represent as the franchise, that they want to play him. You know what I mean? Like, could he wind up on the Florida, on the Miami Marlins or the Tampa Bay Rays? Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like, could he wind up there?
You, but what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still playing for somebody. You still got guys that have to explain that to their kids. You
right.
still got kids that are fans of the team that are like, yo.
They don't have the history and the prestige. And the Dodgers are a brand. You know, the team of Jackie Robinson. We could go on and on and on about what they stand for. You know what I mean, Chris? It's a little bit. These other franchises are Johnny come lately. They haven't won anything, or they don't have any. You know, they don't have a crowd. They can't, they draw flies. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of other things where maybe people in LA are like, dude, I don't want this guy. We're going to boo him. How about if he comes back to the Dodgers and they boo him every time he's out there, and that's the Dodger faithful? What I mean?
Well, I think, like, that's a good point. Like, I think the fans and the teammates play a large role in this.
No
if
doubt.
If the teammates are so, like, disgusted that they're like, look, we don't even want to be associated. We cut him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if they had a team meeting and they went to management, like, look, our wives are pissed off.
Right.
Our kids are asking questions. We got to explain junk that we don't feel good about. Right. And so you got to cut this guy. Or if the fans were to somehow, you know, start a boycott, whatever it might be,
And trust me, Chris, there were emails and calls to Dodger Stadium. Would you write to the front office?
Yeah, I'm sure. But if, you know, if they really made it a spectacle, then now the Dodgers have to probably just completely cut ties with him. But to this point, nobody's made it that type of a spectacle, right?
No, not yet. Not yet.
And
no.
So...
It's not easy. The guy's a talented guy. Was he Cy Young, National League Cy Young last year?
Right, right. Well, it's it is a harrowing situation. And like I said, I would send him away from the team, as has been done. And
he's getting paid, you know that, right. He's on administrative leave, so they haven't violated any.
And there's really nothing they could do about that at this point.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.